2002, everything was totally new. We were globally huge, watching sales go through the roof. We wrote when we viewed it, Runyon Avenue soldiers included, a multitude of homies who would bounce for no good excuse. We were so bulletproof, float soup and soaked in our youth. Thought we was running shit till we lost the sole of our shoe. The death of duty broke us in two. We were thrown for a loop, ain't none of us know what to do. And at the time, I was going through my own struggles too. So I wasn't in no condition to be coaching us through. Everyone tried to go solo, really nobody blew. I was hoping they do, so I ain't have to shoulder the crew. The plan was put everyone in position so that they knew how to stand on their own. And I don't wanna open up wounds, I just noticed the oomph was gone when we go in the booth. Cause the truth is,
say you don't want me, but you're gonna need me.
It was never the same, and it's bothered me since. And the farther we drift apart, the more awkward it gets. The more time goes by, the more life happens. And we gotta be men, we got responsibilities. Plus we don't say how we feel, and I feel like this is what got us in the debacle we're in. Been with you guys thick and thin, but it's almost as if sometimes we're not even friends. Which reminded me, Biz, Rockstar was the shit. Y'all could've got you a hit without me on the shit. If you'd have put D12 on it, wish I could've did more to try talking you into coming up off it. I know it wasn't my fault, but part of it probably is. I think of all of the trips to BT and the rappers I wish that we would have politic with. Maybe y'all could've clicked and got you some features, but that's water under the bridge. But I'm washing my sins in it.
Say you don't want me, but you're gonna need me. Need me for the rush. Even the morning, but told of a calling. Calling, calling up. Say you don't want me, but you're gonna need me. Need me for the rush. Even the morning, but told of a calling. Calling, calling up.
Bacardi and Hen, never thought the party would end. 1 minute your body and shit, but then your audience splits. You can already sense the climate is starting to shift. To these kids you no longer exist. Went from raining cats and dogs in this bitch to tiny drops, little drips. And by the time your reign is over, you'll hardly be missed. You start thinking of all the artists you dissed, all the carnage you left. Is this the kind of karma you get for turning your fucking back on Busy, Canava, and Swift? A Freudian slip, subconsciously I honestly wish I ain't feel so much guilt, and y'all didn't harbor resentment. But it's hard to pretend that y'all ain't got none of just to treat y'all like a stepping stone. Though I ain't left no one behind, but we've been down every road, done all we possibly can. I know we kept our hopes up, but the longer we spin living this lie that we live, the less is left for closure. So let's let this go. It's not goodbye to our friends, shit, but D12 is over.
Say you don't want me, but you're gonna need me.